Fasten your seatbelts and turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip. The John Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza has been a holiday tradition in central Wisconsin for nearly two decades, with sold-out performances year after year at Wausau's Grand Theater. While no two performances are ever the same, the annual show brings together more than a dozen talented musicians who delight audiences with their songs, their humor, and their obvious camaraderie. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. It is the most wonderful time of the year, and for many, Christmas is as much about the music as it is about the holiday itself. In 1995, John Altenburg, a Mosinee native and celebrated jazz and blues pianist, composer, arranger, and producer, gathered a group of friends for the first ever Altenburg Jazz and Blues Show. Before long, it became a tradition with an all-star lineup that dazzled audiences, with performers who have combined to record more than 80 albums as leaders. Joining me today are three members of the group, bandleader John Altenburg, veteran guitarist and vocalist Mitch Vigut, and Paula Hall, who joined the show as a vocalist more than a decade ago. Welcome all three of you to Route 51. It is wonderful to have you here. This show is on December 20th at the Grand Theater in Wausau. So John, I want you to take us back to the beginning. The show officially made its debut in 1995, but I remember some Christmas jam sessions earlier than that back at the Scott Street Steak and Pub. Is that really how it all started?
That's exactly how it started. Way back in the day, probably late 80s, we used to all get together at the Scott Street Pub, and it was just an impromptu jam session. And around Christmas time, because all the musicians we knew would come home for the holidays, and we would just do this big jam session, and we'd pull out some Christmas music, and we did this for quite a few years. And that's essentially how it started. And I thought, well, one day, you know, maybe we should package this thing up and actually, you know, make a show out of it. And that's kind of how it started.
Sure. So when you first started it, I remember that you intended this to be like a 10-year run. That was the original idea.
Well, the idea was probably not so big as this, to say I was going to go 10 years.
Yeah.
I was hoping two or three.
Okay.
Maybe.
But then it became so popular
right. That
it kept going. And then you went 12 years.
Correct.
Then you took a hiatus. And then you announced the show would end after the 2007 performance. Now, that hiatus didn't last. So what made you bring it back?
Well,
he didn't know he'd live that long.
Right. Exactly. Thanks, Mitch. The Grand Theater kept calling me every year and saying, hey, let's bring this thing back. Let's bring it back. And I kept saying no for, five, 6 years or whatever it was. I don't remember. And finally, they kind of made me this nice little offer, and I thought, well, this is really stupid to turn down. I have to do this again. And I needed a break, you know, from it after 12 years. And I was ready. You know, I was ready to go again.
So. Yeah, I would imagine that after that first 12 years, you probably were ready for a break. I mean, it's exhausting. And then to try to keep it fresh all those years.
Right, exactly.
It's difficult. Mitch, you were part of the original members of Aircraft back in 1982 that formed. And then you were a national recording artist even back then. So how did you connect with John and become part of this whole effort?
Well, John and I wanted to put a blues band together back around 2000, 2001 or whatever.
Something like that, yeah.
And we've been friends since the 90s or whatever, and the 80s, and known each other. So we had the blues band, so we became friends. So John's like, hey, come join me on the Christmas show. So
okay, and how long have you been on the Christmas show? I can't remember.
I can't
remember. It's been quite a few years.
Probably
I mean,
15 years now.
Yeah. A long, long time.
Yeah. Something like that. So.
I mean, it's hard
sometimes
to imagine
I think way too long.
Oh, exactly.
It's hard to imagine you as not part of the show now because, well, I mean, you're always there.
Well, John and I, we've done five albums together.
Yeah.
Four or five.
Yeah,
five
something like that, together. Yeah.
Okay. So. Paula, you are a relative newcomer. 10 years into this, right?
Right. Well, I've been performing around the area for 38 years, which is weird because I'm 25. but a lot of theater and center stage and center stage show, band, and choir doing that stuff. But lots of theater and I would probably be the newest player to the Altenburg Christmas show. It's absolutely outstandingly fun.
Yeah.
And she performs with the Johnny and the Motones and
yes.
all that.
Yes,
and a lot of people
absolutely.
In the Christmas show don't. You know, I mean, a lot of those are from out of town, but Paula's she's stuck. And, you know, she's
I started
she's
with you guys
slipped
on the
in and she can't get out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like trapped. You're trapped.
I'm trapped. If someone hears this, please come get me.
Yeah, there is no getting out.
John, how did you persuade her to be part of the group?
Here's what happened. During the hiatus, now you know the year, Paula.
I think it was 2007.
2007.
Yeah.
So in there, we had taken a break from the Christmas show, and I think it was the year after, they asked us to do a New Year's Eve show. And I thought, well, we'll do that, something different. So we did a couple of New Year's Eve shows right on the stage of the Grand Theater. You know how they throw all those big parties and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And Paula was way on the other side of the stage, and she's bartending. Okay? She's literally bartending at this point. And I don't know, and I knew Paula could sing, and we were just trying to get the audience engaged and all that sort of thing, and you know, Mitch is the king of that stuff. And so I jump off stage, I go all the way across the bar, grab Paula from behind the bar, and I pull her all the way up on stage, and she's been on every gig pretty much since. Yeah.
It was that's terrifying yet fun. We did, I think it was Satisfaction.
I don't know. What we had
I remember the song. It was Satisfaction.
We had the mayor and two senators on stage
right.
at the same
yeah.
time.
Right.
And you.
Yeah, no pressure. Hey, I was slinging some drinks. Let me go and pretend I know how to do this song.
You must have been terrified.
Yeah, there may have been a congressman or two up there as well. Yeah. Right, yeah.
You're right. There was a congressman.
Oh, my goodness. Fun. Well, I would love to hear you perform. I know that our listeners want to hear you perform. So what would you like to play?
It's Christmas season. Let's do a Christmas
Let's
song.
Let's do the Christmas song.
All right. This is John Altenberg, Mitch Vigut, and Paula Hall live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. Help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 9 to 2. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
You're hearing John Altenberg, Mitch Vigut, and Paula Hall live on Route 51. on Wisconsin Public Radio. This year's John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza is December 20th at Wausau's Grand Theater. Listeners can find a link to the program information at WPR.org/Route 51. That was lovely. Over the years, you've had a lot of different vocalists that have joined you. Dan Doherty, Luke West, Janet Planet is a staple. She's there every year. Brad Emanuel joined a couple of years ago. How do you go about choosing the right voices for the show and making sure that it's a good mix?
I don't know. I just like to mix it up. You know, we had Otis for many years. We had that big blues voice type thing. I think Janet and Paul are probably the only female vocalists that I can think of. Just because it's as good as it gets, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody else. You know, those are my two favorites. The rest of them, you know, we just keep switching them around. I love our lineup this year. We have Jerry Schmidt coming and Brad Emanuel, so two very huge local favorites. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing back Robin Lee, 87-year-old.
87 years old.
Yeah. He rips it up every year. We love Robin.
Amazing.
And who else do we have? Mitch? I try not to sing.
Well, Dave Sandin.
Dave Sandin. Sure. Yeah. Dave Sandin.
So Dave's coming.
Sure.
He's going to be singing, too. He's got mm-hmm. such an amazing voice as well.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Am I missing anybody? I can't. But over the years, I just like, I like to bring people in. Some people, you know, just never go away.
I think it's different.
Like Mitch over here.
You're used to seeing Brad Emanuel in the bars and sure. doing, you know. I'm drinking and I'm drunk.
Yeah. So
now
yeah.
we're doing, be honest, right. more of a Christian.
You get to see
Christmas
him
show.
As
it's a different
a real
light.
Serious artist, yeah. because that's really what you know. He's very, very talented, and you don't always get to see the real the best of Brad. I should say
in a concert setting. You know,
yeah, mm-hmm. it's just a different.
And I've been at every show. Every year.
You have been.
I have been.
You, me and Janet are the only ones.
Yeah. I have the good fortune to introduce a show every year, except one. The first year I was pregnant and out to here with my oldest son, who's 24.
You weren't there the first year?
I was there, but I was in the audience and very crabby.
Oh,
so
okay. All right.
I did not introduce you for the first show. So
was your son there or was he there in spirit?
He was there in spirit.
Oh, there you go.
This year he'll actually be at the show,
okay. nice.
Sitting in the audience. So looking forward to it. But we do need to take a break. John Altenberg and Mitch Vigut, Paula Hall, our guests today for a sneak preview of the annual John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza. We'll be back with more music and discussion after a short break. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from Gail Ambrosius Chocolatier, maker of gourmet dark chocolates and truffles, with a variety of chocolate-inspired stocking stuffers, like Chocolate Santas, 2083 Atwood Avenue, Madison, or gailambrosius.com.
WPR is proud to sponsor the Monteverde Chorale, presenting a festival of lessons and carols, music and readings, to begin the Christmas season with two performances in Stevens Point. Chorale will perform at St. Paul's Methodist Church on December 14th at 7:30 and Holy Spirit Catholic Church December 15th at 3. Details at WPR.org/central.
I don't think that I would ever miss this. I'm going someplace where it's green. I'm dreaming of warmer weather. I've had it up to here with ice and snow. I'd rather lay down in a field of heather with a temperature above and not below. Frosty the Snowman can get along without me.
We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. John Altenberg, Mitch Vigut, and Paula Hall are our guests today for a sneak preview of the John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza. It's an all-star show happening December 20th at Wausau's Grand Theater. So you've been on Route 51 a number of times when Glenn Moberg was the host. Of course, Glenn passed away in August.
Right. Yeah.
And I know that you were a frequent guest, and he played with you as well.
I think, I know. He asked us if he could come and play with us because that was something, it was on his bucket list. And so we said, this would have been in like maybe last December, January, somewhere in there. And I said, sure, you know, why don't you come and play the concert on the square with us? And he said, John, you know, you better have something earlier than that because I don't think I'm going to make it. And I'm like, okay, we'll come up with something. So we put together like a jam session at the Mosinee Brewery in Mosinee, obviously, with Brad Emanuel and Jerry Schmidt and Bernie Dick and I think Dave Sandin showed up, and you were sick. Mitch was sick or something. But anyway,
dreadful flu.
So he came and played with us, and then we did another show at Greenwood Hills, and then he came and played with that, and kind of thinking that was it. And then all of a sudden we get a call. He goes, I'm ready to go. And this was in July.
I still got the voicemail on my phone.
I do, too. I do, too.
It's like, would you mind if I came and sat in, you know, just a couple slow blues songs at the square or whatever? If it's not okay, no big deal.
Yeah,
you
played a full hour, right? played a full hour.
We were like in heaven to have, you know.
Right, and 3,000 people gave him a standing ovation. So right. That was a nice send-off for him. So we were very fortunate, you know, that, you know, we were part of that, you know, of towards the end of Glenn's life.
Great quality time and right. Some great quality jams.
Right, know? Yeah, it was fun, very yeah. fun.
He jumped in on one of the tunes I was doing, and what an intuitive player. We basically just played off of each other. We're looking at each other, just like it was... so much fun, a little back and forth kind of action. It was like, all right, I'm going to do this, and then he comes back with this. And it was, I have never done that song and had that much fun in my life. So that was a great experience.
Yeah, and emotion.
He played on every song and played well, didn't know one of them.
Wow. Yeah.
There was not a song. He couldn't possibly know them because most of them were originals and all that sort of thing. And he just sat right in. And he just played the full set. It was amazing, you know, so that was a lot of fun, yeah.
He was such a music lover, and I know mm-hmm. that he loved to attend your Christmas show every year. He
right.
just,
right.
he looked forward to it every year. And I know you were saying that...
every year he was in the front row with his son, it seemed like, and I'd always be looking at him when I had some fancy blues leaders. Not fancy, but just any blues leader.
Yeah.
Like Glenn. Yeah. Yeah, take a look.
Yeah.
I'm glad he'd be going, yeah. So we're going to kind of miss him this year not being at the Christmas show.
Well, I'm certain he'll be there in spirit.
Yes. There you go.
All right. Well, let's hear another song. What would you like to play?
Paula's going to sing this one.
All right. Well, this is John Altenberg, Mitch Bigut, and Paula Hall live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. As in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends that are near to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we together, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough. yourself a merry little Christmas now.
You're hearing John Altenberg, Mitch Vigut, and Paula Hall live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. This year's John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza is December 20th at Wausau's Grand Theater. Listeners can find a link to the program's information at WPR.org/Route 51. Let's talk about the opening monologue, because this is the highlight of the show for many people. Every year you start the show with this opening monologue. You have lampooned, I don't know how many public officials, mayors, aldermen.
Right, yeah.
Well, since Tipple's left office, he hasn't been able to quite get
Tipple
enough.
Was the best. Well, he was the best.
You and Mayor Tipple were good friends. So, I mean, it was you know.
Oh, I'm friends with all of them, but that makes no difference to me. Right. That makes no difference. It started off as, I don't know, year two or three or whatever it was, and I don't even remember why I did it. It wasn't planned. All I wanted to do was talk a little bit about something, whatever that something was. And I got a couple of laughs out of it, you know? And I'm not even sure I was intending to be funny at the time, but I got all this feedback after that particular one saying, oh, my God, the monologue, that's great. You got to do that every year. Well, I'm not a comedian. So every year it's the low light for me. I hate doing it. I can't wait till I'm done with it and just play piano and I'm fine after that.
Take a break. Yes, he is a comedian. Thank you.
He is a comedian. I know this. I've known you for decades.
So you can't walk. You can't drive into Marathon County now without thinking time stands still on the sign. After you picked on that.
I don't know. I think it started with Linda Lawrence. She did something and she was in the audience and I don't remember what I said anymore, but. When she left office and Tipple got elected, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be a bummer because Linda Lawrence was so fun to pick on. But Tipple, he was even better. He was even better. And then Mayor Milkey comes in and, you know, he's the nicest guy on earth. It's really hard to get him on anything. So that's a tough nut to crack with Milkey, yeah.
I know that the opening monologue makes you nervous every year. That you fret about that opening thing, getting it right, and
it's never right. it screws up. 2 years in a row, I have my cheat sheets. I don't have the thing memorized. I'll just come clean. And two years ago, about halfway through, and it was on two sheets. All of a sudden, the fan kicks in or something, and the second part of the monologue goes floating off into the audience, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So I just had to wing it. I didn't know what I was doing. And then the next year, right before the show starts, I look, and they're both gone. And so I go to every one of my musicians thinking one of these clowns stole it, you know, and they're swearing, you know, now I'm losing it. And so I had to do the whole thing just from memory, you know, and I was freaking out, right? After the show was done, I closed the piano, the thing on the keys, what the lid or whatever
yeah,
it's called.
Lid.
I'm a piano player,
lid.
You know what it's called.
It's called lid.
And, and there it was. It had slipped in between the crack, right? Oh.
I keep telling him, get rid of that paper.
So now I have duct tape all over. Yeah, I have duct tape. I've got three different copies all over me. You know, I don't mess around.
Are you going to give us a hint who's getting lampooned this year?
No,
hints.
It's not done yet. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Nobody knows. It's like breaking at the Fort Knox or the secret of the SS-7 or something or the Trump shuttle. Who knows? Whatever. But you can't.
Where does that come from?
John keeps this stuff tight-lipped. Nobody knows till before the show.
How far ahead of the show do you start working on it? I mean, are you thinking about it all year long, or is it something that just like two weeks ahead of time you're like, well, I guess I better write this.
Yeah, I would say in November sometime, I call everybody up or I text everybody and say, listen, what do you want to sing? And sometimes I'll have an idea for them. Sometimes I don't. They'll come up with their own ideas. and then I'll okay it, whatever those songs may be. And if I usually with Janet, I don't have to do this. Janet comes with her own charts. But everybody else, I write out the charts, and if there's horn parts or whatever, I'll write that stuff out. And I'll do that, you know, for kind of, you know, in my spare time for a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and get all that done. And then that's it. We have a meeting before. We only have basically one rehearsal, two actually. We get together the day before, and we just kind of go through all the songs, making sure everybody's on the same page, pass out the solos, who's ever going to solo on a particular song. And then on the day of the show, we have like a dress rehearsal, and then we do the show that night. That's how it works.
Just a couple of hours, really, year, really, is when all of you get together.
Well, you can't get everybody together. Randy Sabine lives in, you know, Minneapolis or wherever he is at some particular point. Janet and Tom Thebo and Tom Washotka are over in the Fox Valley. Our drummer's in the Fox Valley. Our bass player's in Minneapolis.
And Dave, you know, Dave lives...
He lives in Wausau.
Yeah. Oh, he does now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But
he travels the world, but he lives in Wausau.
Oh, he does travel the world. Yeah. Yes, that's right. So, but really, that must be a challenge to get everybody together on the same page. But it sounds polished when you go to the concert.
We always get small groups. In fact, tonight we're having
the
Jerry
local
Schmidt
people will get together and just make sure that we're on the same page,
right?
You know,
and it's an excuse to drink some beer. So
I would have
four
never
or five of
that.
Us will get together.
Never. So how do you choose the right music then? I mean, does everybody choose their own? Do you choose it? You said Janet kind of plans.
Well, Janet and I will talk on the phone and just kind of figure out what's good, what's bad, what we've done, what do we want to bring back, what do we want to throw away, you know, that sort of thing. And she gets mad at me because I make her do the what's it called? The 12 Days of Christmas song. There's actually a different title for it, but I think she's done that every year. And she's like, can we retire that song now? I said, absolutely not.
Children go.
That's
but everybody loves that.
Right, yeah, exactly. So
yeah, that's a favorite.
Right.
So I suppose you must also work on feedback from what you get from people, what people love, what they want to keep hearing.
I think, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And I guess I also wonder, is it hard to balance who's featured on which songs? I mean, how are you going to say, hey, Mitch,
I just do it.
You know what?
I just do it.
Get off this one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you do it?
Well, there's so much music and there's so many songs that we just pass it around. I try to make it, you know, make sure everybody has their own little time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't have a problem saying, okay, John Greiner, you're gonna solo on this one or whomever, or Randy Sabine. You know, I don't have a problem doing that.
Okay. Well, let's hear
I guess
some
I
more.
Never really thought about it before. Okay. Oh. Maybe I'm hurting feelings. I don't even know. I don't know, Shereen.
Well,
way to stir
sure
the pot.
Tell you. If you were hurting their feelings, I think you would
not
know.
These people, no.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No.
All right, let's hear another song. John Altenberg, Mitch Bigut, and Paula Hall are performing live on Route 51 today. This is Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, boy. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. A Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Take advantage. Christmas Eve will find me where the love lights gleams.
I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
Thank you.
You're hearing John Altenberg, Mitch Vigut, and Paula Hall live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. This year's John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza is December 20th at Wausau's Grand Theater. Listeners can find a link to the program information at wpr.org/Route 51. Now, the show has produced a couple of live albums over the years.
Yes, yes.
Two?
Two, correct.
What's
now, Janet has used some of the recordings on some of her albums, you know,
oh,
so they're
right.
Just Janet Planet albums, but you know,
is
that's
it
great.
Different when you're performing live, knowing that what you're performing is going to wind up as a recording.
Yes, like just recently when I just did "I'll Be Home for Christmas" for the first time in my life. What key are we in? Right. Yeah. It's a little hair raising. Yeah.
I suppose so. Do you think about ever doing another one? Are there plans in the works for another?
We
live
have
recording?
So much material that I should be producing one every year. You know, because we do record it for a different radio show. So on a different station, so we are. You know, we're constantly recording. We got just tons of material. And I guess it's probably just laziness that I haven't produced
editing
more.
Time. Yeah.
Okay. Laziness on your part,
on
John,
my part.
Or on your part, Mitch? Because well, I saw that.
We may share. We may
share
the.
Yeah. I do a lot of the studio work. And
but, you know, we're also always doing a different album. So the Christmas stuff isn't really the high priority as far
can't
as our
forget about it
careers.
In March.
Right.
The problem, you know.
It would probably be difficult to be revisiting that when you're thinking about.
But you're right. We should do another one.
I think
certainly
it would
have
be
plenty
great.
Of material.
It would be great.
Okay.
All right. John Altenberg, Mitch Vigut, and Paula Hall are guests today for a sneak preview of the annual John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza. When we return, more music, more discussion on the history of the show. I'm Shereen Seward, and this is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm John Altenberg, and I am from Ozanie. Now, for those of you that are first-timers to the show, you may not be aware, and it was alluded to in the opening, that it is a 20-year tradition of me making fun of the mayor of Wausau. With John Robinson, Linda Lawrence, and Jim Tibble, it worked. Especially Tibble. I mean, are you kidding me? But I just spent the whole year trying to dig something up on Mayor Mielke. The entire year. And you know what I got? John, he's a nice guy. What am I supposed to do with that?
The Ellen F. Blocker Planetarium at UW-Stevens Point will show two programs about favorite holiday traditions and celebrations. December 15th, Winter Wonders at 2 and Season of Light at 3:15. Details at 346-2208.
Support for WPR comes from Bernie's Rock Shop, featuring a variety of colored stone jewelry along with mineral and fossil specimens from around the world. 901 East Johnson in Madison. Holiday shopping hours are at Bernie's Facebook page. Support also comes from Christine Bremer Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
Wisconsin Public Radio is proud to sponsor the Wausau Lyric Choir's Winter Concert, Celebrating the Nativity, Friday, December 13th at 7:30 and the 14th at 3 at the First Presbyterian Church in Wausau. The Wausau Lyric Choir is an adult community choir dedicated to the performance of sacred choral literature. Details at wpr.org/central.
Thank you.
on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. John Altenburg, Mitch Vigut, and Paula Hall are our guests today for a sneak preview of the John Altenburg Christmas Extravaganza. It's an all-star show happening December 20th at Wausau's Grand Theater. So, John, this year's show coming up at the Grand Theater. Are there any tickets still remaining?
There's not a whole lot. I think there's maybe 30-some left in the very, very upper balcony. But there's not a bad seat in the house. It's, you know, it's a 1,200-seat theater. So
it is a great theater. I mean,
yeah,
no matter where you sit, it's about the sound.
Yeah. And I think there's some accessible chairs seating in the back that I think they've opened up now. So there may be a few of those.
You know, okay.
And then, you know, maybe a single here and there.
We're blessed with the old Grand Theater, aren't we?
Yeah,
we
got just a great place.
It's not a bad seat in the house, and it sounds great no matter where you are.
That's right. We will post some information about the show at WPR.org/Route 51 for those people who want to take advantage of last-minute tickets for the show. I guess I wonder, you've been performing for a long time. Do any of you get nervous before a show?
I get extremely nervous before every show. Anytime I perform, I get really, really nervous.
Seriously?
Absolutely. As soon as I hit the stage, I'm fine. But I kind of want to die right beforehand.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, I did. This is the first time I'm hearing of it.
If you put a guitar on me, I can stand in front of 10,000 people and have not a nerve. But
yeah,
if
Mitch
there's five people and I got to give a speech without a guitar, I'm losing my mind. So yeah. I don't know how John does his monologue. That's
the worst part because it's out of my comfort zone. But other than just playing piano, I don't really get nervous.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think maybe when I was very, very young, I had horrible stage fright. I mean, it was chronic. And I had to train my brain because I knew this is what I was going to do for the rest of my life, or at least that's what I thought at that time. And I thought, if you don't feel that butterflies and that nervous feeling, it's not worth doing. So I kind of trained my brain to, when I feel that, to get excited and get pumped up and know that you're doing something cool.
The thing is, the older you get, now it's like I think we look forward to getting some stage fright because there's not that many things in life that scare you, you know.
Right. You're looking for that kind of adrenaline rush, you know, and that doesn't always happen because we've been around for way, way too long. So
25 years, right?
How many?
25th show?
25th.
Well, I'm just talking about music in general. I mean, I started my first band. I was 15 in 1975, and Mitch goes back further than that because he's much, much older than me.
We're the same age, by the way.
No, we're not. He was born in the 50s. I was born in the 60s.
Oh, I see how it is. Okay.
Yes.
Giving it up, huh?
Well, I have compiled a few fun facts about the show over the years.
Here we go.
There's always fun things. The first show, the one that I was sitting in the audience for, almost didn't happen because there was a huge blizzard.
Okay.
I mean, how nerve-wracking must that have been? Here you are. It's your first show. You've been putting this together, and it's snowing, and it's not stopping.
3 years ago, I think we had like a foot during the show, wasn't it?
It was crazy.
Yeah. I don't really recall that, Shereen, you know.
But
you were pregnant that first show, so.
I was.
You were probably scared.
The crowd was the least of my worries in the very first show.
I suppose so.
Yeah. Yes. I don't remember. I don't recall that, but now that you said it, yeah.
Okay. Are you still using the same backdrops for the show that you have for the last how many years?
They were, for the first show, we had something different. The second show, Lee Will, great artist, and Carol Malarkey, those two great local artists, and they made those for me.
It's a lot of malarkey.
Right. And back in the second year, so 24 years ago. And a couple of them, well, then there was maybe one or two added, you know, as time went on, and maybe one or two have been changed. But I would say most of it is the same as the first, you know, or the second year.
It took 17 years to get a Vigut
Avenue on there.
You finally got a Vigo Avenue.
Finally got one every year.
I'm still waiting. Yeah.
Paul is waiting.
Still
it
waiting.
Takes 17 years to get your name on the backdrop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
No Hall Road yet.
No. Not even hallway. No. I mean, there's so many ways.
You've announced the show, Shireen. You should have a Shireen alley at least. Yeah. You know, alleyway in the back or something in the backdrop.
Oh well. Well, more than 25,000 tickets have been sold over the show's history. I think it's even more than that now. It's a sellout almost every year.
It's been sold out since year three.
Three, okay.
So, yeah.
Another goofy fun fact: Chris O'Keefe predicted Martha Stewart's prison time.
He did
in his song "Martha Stewart's Christmas in Prison."
Right.
That was performed at the show a full year before any public knowledge of her troubles.
Yes.
What
made
are the
that
odds?
Song up, and sure enough, it happened.
Yes.
Chris O'Keefe nailed it.
He did.
He did, yeah.
I still think there's more to that story or something. I don't know.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Then there was the flying toy chicken giveaway. Where all the heads flew off the
chicken?
We
had this idea. It's something out of, what was that, WKRP,
yes.
Where they took the turkeys, and it was
the
similar to that.
Landing. Yeah.
So we had these little chicken things, and you, they were like on a rubber band, and we were going to do a giveaway to the audience, right? Mm-hmm. And so as we're shooting these things out, all the heads came off the chickens as they're flying into the audience, right? Can you imagine? Oh, yeah, that was a beauty.
Headless chickens for everyone.
They're little plastic toy things, right? You know,
headless chickens.
You're right.
Then you used to give a bike away when when the
that
late Ricky Walters.
That was Ricky Walters from City Bike Works, who was so kind to donate a bike every year, and so we'd give it away. And of course, Ricky has passed now, so
City Bike Works is going to now be the YMCA or the North Spires Hospital. Right?
Yes, that's true. I do remember there was a dart that had to be thrown to a seating chart to pick the winner, and Otis had to do it.
Right.
The one year. And keep in mind, Otis was his high school
quarterback. Yeah, right.
And he's 6 feet away.
Can't hit the board.
And he cannot hit the board.
Well, he played for Point.
Sorry, all of you. And
Oh, boy.
Send your letters.
Yeah, couldn't hit the board. Couldn't hit it. I don't remember how we resolved it. I think I just took a dart and I threw it in there and gave the bike away, you know?
Yes.
To his daughter.
I don't know. Every year it seems like there's some kind of goofy thing that happens.
But, oh, yeah.
But it's as much fun backstage as it is in the front, that's for sure. But, well, let's hear another song. I'd love to hear you. This is John Altenberg, Mitch Vigut, Paula Hall, live on Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
I got the blues, but they're gone today. I got the blues, but they're gone today. Seeing nothing kills the blues like coming home on Christmas Day. I had the blues, but they're gone today. I had the blues, but they're gone today. Nothing gets rid of the blues like driving home on Christmas Day.
Johnny boy, play a little.
Like the blues
round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleeping heavenly peace.
Nothing gets rid of the blues like that.
We had to throw a little Silent Night in there.
This year's John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza is December 20th at Wausau's Grand Theater, and listeners can find a link to the program information at wpr.org/route51. I mean, just what you played right now, it really goes back to your blues roots. The show really first started as the jazz and blues concert.
Yeah, it did. And we still do some of that, but, you know, we mix it up. That's why we're bringing in Jerry Schmidt and, you know, do a little country. And the highlight for me for this show is going to be Bernie Dick on fiddle doing a little duet with Randy Sabin.
Two fiddle players.
My two favorite fiddle players of all time, and I can't believe I pulled this one off. So I'm really excited about that.
I'm excited about the whole show. I think that Jerry Schmidt's going to be a great addition. We had him as a guest on Route 51 a couple of months ago, and I know that he's a big favorite in the area as well. How has the show really evolved over the years? Is it changed completely from what it once was?
Well, I think we just kind of touched upon that. It basically started out to be a complete jazz show. The very first one, we had Mike Matheny, the famed jazz trumpeter, and that was our big feature for that show. And we did all jazz. There was no Otis, there was no Mitch, there was no anybody. And now it's a variety. We'll mix it in with a little soul, a little rock, a little of this, a little of that. So it's a variety show now for sure.
I think each musician brings his own genre to the show.
You know, yeah. Everybody's got a little rock edge, a little blues, a little country. You know, Brad does a mix of everything. Yeah. And
I like it that way. You know, it's fun. I'm not married to any one style of music, as you could tell from my my career. So I like to do it all, you know.
Who's all performing this year? Who's all in the lineup?
Oh,
are you still working on it?
Well, no, we've got it all. Okay. Let's see. Let me start with the horn section. It's John Greiner, so my longtime musical cohort. Kevin Short, Tom Wachotka on sax, Ryan Korb on drums, Bruce Lammers on bass,
Tom Thiebaud on
Sabine, Tom Thiebaud, Paula, Mitch, myself, Brad Emanuel,
Dave Sandin.
Oh, Jerry Schmidt.
Jerry Schmidt.
Bernie Dick.
Bernie Dick.
Maybe I'm missing somebody.
Janet.
Janet? I don't know. Janet Planet, of course.
Of course.
And I think I...
Robin
Lee.
Robin Lee.
Don't forget Robin Lee. And Dan Larson always comes up and plays a song on piano.
87 years old. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah, Robin Lee, we love him. Yeah, he's fantastic.
A lot of local favorites, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What's the most challenging thing about putting together this show every year?
Oh, boy. It's pretty much turnkey now. You know, there's a template in order. Sometimes I actually have to practice, you know, so that's it gets in the way of having fun. Somebody will pull out some song that I actually, you know, have to actually work on. You know,
The most part, as musicians, though, it's just super enjoyable to get together with so many different unique forms of talent. You know, Janet's like a jazz singer, and Jerry's a country guy, and then, you know, at least from my point of view as a guitar player, I get to play all the different genres, which is really exciting and fun. Some jazz stuff, you know.
You know, and we all hang out, too, and that's because, you know, we get one chance a year to do this. So it's a lot about the camaraderie, sure.
Yep.
And then we do a jam session at Malarkey's afterwards. Not everybody plays, you know. Some people don't want to, but you know, a lot of us do, and it's fun, or they'll just hang out and watch or whatever. And that's the part that I enjoy the most, you know, just getting together during the rehearsals. And
Paula, what about you? I mean, what's it been like for you to be part of this and see it grow over the years and change over the years?
Well, I used to come to the show before he took his hiatus. That used to be like my Christmas thing. And I enjoyed coming to the show. And to be part of it, actually, is just, it's amazing to me still. Because of the musicians that play this show, there's Grammy-nominated musicians in your band. It can be very intimidating, but you learn so much and you have a great time playing with these guys. It's incredibly fun. It's scary, but as I said before, I always get scared anyway. But yeah, when we all get together that night before, it's an exciting feeling to see how things are going to gel and work out and see what songs are going where and who's playing on what. And he does kind of like point to things, people, and be like, all right, take the solo, do this solo. This, you know, just come in with something on backing vocals on this. And it's like, okay. And everybody just pops in and does it. So I'm very happy to be part of it. I enjoy every second of it.
Well, it is certainly a Christmas staple that many people look forward to every year. That's all we have time for today on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. I'd like to thank our guests, John Altenberg, Mitch Vigut, and Paula Hall, who provided today's special music. Our executive producer and on-air producer today is Rick Ryer. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear the archive of today's program at WPR.org/Route51. Next week, Rob Menser will sit in as guest host for a discussion with Star Wars and Star Trek writer John Jackson Miller of Iola. Until then, we're headed out of town.